Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Julie Chalfant from Roaming Farm Natural Beef. Now, Julie, you were on the show several years ago, and I talked about this quite a bit then, and I want to talk about it again now. You have these weird-looking cows. Maybe it's because I've been watching that Get Back 8-hour-long documentary, but they've got, like, Beatles haircuts. What kind of cows are you raising?
So these are Highland cows, Scottish Highland.
There can be only one.
And they are a kind of a primitive breed. One of the distinctive features of them is they're very shaggy. And yeah. So they have a two-layer coat. They have an overlayer, and then the underlayer sheds out in the summer but provides a lot of insulation. Mm-hmm. And what it does is they don't get the layer of back fat that you get on most other breeds of cattle. So their meat is very, very lean, and it's also very tender. They're Scottish Highlands. The University of Glasgow did all of this analysis and compared Highland beef to kind of commercial average beef. And they've scientifically proven that it's 30% more iron, 30% more protein, about a third the fat, and about half the cholesterol of average commercial beef. And it's also, they have some sort of measure of tenderness, and they say it's 23% more tender than average beef.
Well, thank God it's 23% more tender, because if it was like 17%, you might not be as excited.
Right. Are they so tender because they're Scottish Highland and they just like drink scotch all the time?
Known to soften you up, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. But they don't know why these cows manifest their beef this way?
I don't know.
Somebody knows.
Julie,
you just raised
them. I got to say, Julie, I'm a little disappointed that you don't know, because I know the other hat you wear is you're an MIT research scientist.
What?
And I think you should be curious.
What are you researching, Julie?
I actually research ship system design. So like electrical distribution systems, cooling systems, that kind of thing.
What kind of ships?
Navy ships. Although we recently did a project with cargo ships looking at reducing the carbon impact of cargo ships.
How does one go from researching systems on ships to raising shaggy looking, yak-like, beetle haircut Highland cows for beef?
Well, you need some downtime where you're not staring at the computer, right? These guys get you outside every day.
How does someone get this beef that has more protein, 23% more tenderness?
Well, we sell right from the farm directly to customers. And then also Atlas Farm Stand in South Deerfield and Dave's Natural Garden in Granby both carry our beef. And then also Sylvester's Restaurant in Northampton, all of their hamburgers are our ground beef. Bueno Isano has a local beef chili burrito that is Roaming Farm beef. And then Leo's Table in South Deerfield also carries our beef.
And self-serving question, how did you link up with these restaurants, especially Bueno Isano?
So through CISA. CISA is fantastic. We have gotten, I would say most of our customers we have gotten through CISA, but y'all hold periodic meet and greets where you bring farmers together with restaurants or with stores or whatever. But I was at one of those meet and greets and was talking about Bob Lowry from Bueno Isano. And I think at that point, he did not come to that meet and greet saying, I need to find a beef producer that will help me do this local beef chili burrito. But we were just talking back and forth, and all of a sudden he was like, wait a minute, I could do a local, maybe one local burrito. And we just, during the process of that conversation, he came up with the idea, and they now have it, I think, at all of their Bueno Isanos, and we supply the beef to them.
Speaking with Julie Chalfant, who's from Roaming Farm Beef in South Deerfield, raising this very weird but kind of awesome looking type of cow, the Highland Scottish cow.
There can be only one.
They also look like something that they could have stepped off of Star Wars, but they're wicked cute. Does that make it harder to make them beef?
Well, you know, this breed was actually going extinct until they started marketing the beef harder and selling it. So just think, we're bringing them back.
We're helping them. I knew it. Yes. So, I justify my meat eating for another day.
So, Julie, could you walk us through the seasons on the farm for people who may not know how that's different for someone who's raising meat?
Sure. From the cow's perspective, They are outside year round in the same pastures year round. They, you know, they move from pasture to pasture, but they eat the grass in the summer, spring and fall. And in the winter, we bring them hay where they are. We are out there every day, you know, checking the cows and feeding them and everything. But from that perspective, what we do, let's see, winter time is bringing them the hay. We cut wood for firewood, that kind of thing. Summertime is more concentrated on fencing.
I didn't even know cows could wield swords. That's pretty cool.
Not that. I don't know. I was joking earlier. I have a year-round fight against multiflora rose. I spent a good portion of my life out there getting rid of invasive species, and multiflora rose is my nemesis.
Oh, but, nice. Good to channel that anger. How much land do your cows have to roam on there in South Deerfield?
We have about 80 acres fenced that you roam on. We have about 100 acres altogether.
That's pretty big.
And do they hang together, Julie? Like, is it a herd mentality for the breed?
Oh, very much. Yeah, very much. Cows need friends. It's kind of funny. I don't know who decides anything, but they all do the same thing at the same time. They're all lying down, or they're all standing up eating, or they all walk down to get a drink of water.
Do you think they vote on that?
Somebody have an idea, and everybody else says, oh, that's a good idea, and goes and follows it.
If they've got a herd mentality, the word vaccine comes from the word vaca, which means cow. So maybe they also have herd immunity, and maybe they have the vaccine, so they are immune. Do they moo? Or do these cows make other different noises because they're a different type of breed of cow, these Scottish Highland cows?
Oh, no, they moo.
Okay.
Without an accent?
Without an accent.
They've got a Scottish brogue. They all sound like Sean Connery. It's amazing.
Sometimes, McLeod, the sharpest blade is not enough.
Julie Chalfant from Roaming Farm. People may know the name Chalfant because of the Neilds. Dave Chalfant, and the great guitar player, record producer in the area. Any relation?
Dave is actually a very distant cousin of mine. I think we're maybe fourth cousins or something. We ran into each other. Our kids were in preschool together, and we looked at each other's name tags and said, wait a minute, we must be related.
Julie Chalfant from Roaming Farm in South Deerfield, raising Scottish Highland cows that are hormone-free, no antibiotics, lower in cholesterol and fat, higher in protein and iron and all that good stuff. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. You can find out about all our local heroes and how they get connected with other local heroes like Julie did to the restaurant scene at buylocalfood.org.